From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
Overlooking historic Bryant Park in Midtown Manhattan, live from the NPR studios, this is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. News, information, aloha. It means hello and goodbye. I'm Allison Stewart. It is Friday, July 25th, 2008, the last day of the Bryant Park Project. And the most interesting thing happened last night that's fitting. I want to tell you the story. It was really a bittersweet moment. I was at a t-shirt store in Brooklyn. Called Neighborhoodies, where you can make your own t-shirts. And I went in there, and literally sitting there is one of our audience members looks at me, and this woman looks at me and goes, Allison. And she was getting a t-shirt made to wear to our going away tweet up party tonight in New York City. She wanted to have something special to wear, which I thought really just sort of encapsulated how important our audience has been to this show. So I thanked her for listening, and I realized, you know, people always thank people at the end of shows. So I'm just going to do it right in the beginning. Thank you to the audience for all your support from the beginning of the show and especially in the recent weeks. You're such a part of the show and you help make it live and breathe 24/7. To our staff, thanks to each other for working so hard and caring so much and just being so hilarious. And thanks to NPR for launching this show in the first place and giving us the room to grow. We have two great hours coming up. The ultimate emergency Krulwich, Robert Krulwich himself, will join us live in the studio. The big news stories of the past year, BPP style, a fresh edition of The Ramble, as well as some of our favorite guests, Ben Harper, Rattlesnake Wrangler, Jackie Bibby, so much and more. But we do want to get to today's news headlines with the BPP's Mark Garrison.
This is NPR.
Thank you, Allison. Democratic presidential candidate Barack Obama spoke before around 200,000 in Berlin yesterday. He was steps from where the Berlin Wall once divided east and west. Walls are built with bricks and mortar. Speeches are made of metaphors and moments.
The walls between the countries with the most and those with the least cannot stand. The walls between races and tribes, natives and immigrants, Christians and Muslims and Jews cannot stand. These now are the walls we must tear down.
Obama travels to France today. His Republican rival John McCain tweaked him on the media coverage.
The throng of adoring fans awaits Senator Obama in Paris. And that's just the American press.
McCain kept a sense of humor as he campaigned in Ohio yesterday. He stopped in a local German restaurant. Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice is on the road, too. In a speech today in Australia, she said Pakistan needs to do more about Taliban militants hiding there. There's been a spike in attacks on Afghan territory. Elsewhere in South Asia, a series of explosions in Bangalore, India. The string of blasts was deadly and synchronized. In Texas, they're cleaning up after Hurricane Dolly. A full 15 counties are federal disaster areas. The wind and rain did around $750 million damage. In China, being one in a million is not much of a compliment. It just means there are 1,300 people just like you. The place is huge, and apparently the internet population is booming too. Chinese government figures say there are now 253 million people online. This even in the face of strict government control of access. If those numbers hold, that means China has passed the U.S. to become the country with the most people online. That's your news for this hour. Now back to the one we worship, Allison Stewart.
This is NPR.
You got big troubles if you worship me, babe. Thanks, Mark.